Hey everyone, welcome to episode 113. Today we're talking about stop comparing yourself. So the real question is this: what does it take to make the gospel come to life? If you are struggling with what you believe, or if you do believe but you want to feel the truth on a deeper level, or even if you are experienced in your faith and you want to deepen your relationship with Christ even further, what steps can all of us take to not just bring the gospel to life, but to cause the gospel to bring life into us? Those are the questions, and this podcast will give you the answers. My name is Brian Robbins, and welcome to Bringing the Gospel to Life. Hi, everyone. It's been a while. So as I said, we went down to Vegas, just family stuff and doing master's program stuff while being with family. You just run out of time to do things, so I put this on hold. It was kind of funny. Mary kind of freaked out. She was like, "Oh my gosh, you failed your challenge." I was like, no, I just chose to put it on pause for a few days because, honestly, anyway, it was good to take a break. It was also kind of interesting because I looked at most people when they do their podcasts. They pretty much only do one a week on average, and their episodes are a little longer, like an hour long. So I guess that kind of makes up for it since mine are shorter over 7 days. But it's kind of interesting because as I was sitting there, over the few days, like, I had several moments come to me where I was like, oh my gosh, I should share that, or oh my gosh, I should share that. So when you kind of break it up, we only do it every once in a while, then you kind of get to really mull over what you could share and could say, and I'm wondering if it'd be like a higher quality thoughts more consistently if I took breaks more often, but that's not what the challenge was, and so I'm staying with the challenge for the year, as I said. But in the long run, I think that's something for me to think about. But yeah, the everyday thing is just for you to learn how to get up and just do it. So that's what I'm doing. Anyways, so a lot happened. A lot of school stuff, pretty much. And basically a week's worth of me thinking about and reading a whole bunch of gospel stuff. So now I'm sitting here at the end of the week and I'm like, oh my gosh, I have so many things I could share. But I've had one thing kind of settle for me, and I'll kind of share the story behind it. And, anyway, a lot I could share, but I kind of chose to share this, and I'm a little surprised. I don't think I've done an episode on this yet, and I don't really know how I haven't, but anyway, here it comes, and the story is this. So, as I went down to Vegas, my brother-in-law is a doctor, and as I spent a lot of time down there with them, and you know how it is when you leave your home and you go on vacation and you just kind of see things. Like, so in Vegas, we walk through all of downtown Vegas and we walk through a bunch of casinos and a bunch of stuff. Like, when you just get outside your bubble, it really kind of opens up your worldview a little bit. And I think that's just something good that everyone consistently needs to do. And I started to think about what I've chosen to do with my life with religious education. And when you're seeing a whole bunch of people, gambling, slots, all that kind of stuff, but then you just see a whole bunch of other people doing different things, my brother-in-law doing doctor stuff, and anyway, all these different kinds of things. You just start to think about your life and the choices that you've kind of put your life, like the path you've kind of put your life on, and you always start to reevaluate and think about it. And as I started to do that, I kind of started to question myself, not because I thought that like my choices have been bad or anything, or that I'm doing something that I don't love, because I am, but it just made me think about if I could have done anything else. You know, you just start to think about that sometimes. I think we all kind of do that. And I especially started to think about it today as I came back and we started to do school again. And I don't know, I'm sure everyone else's job is like this too, but when you discuss teaching the gospel, there's kind of like this underlying current, I think, kind of an unspoken thing that there's kind of one right way to do it. And Jesus Christ is obviously the best gospel teacher, and as we learn to teach like him, then it'll be the best way to teach. And so as we were discussing today, teaching methods in one of these master's classes, some comments started getting shared that I'll be honest, I really disagreed with. And I'm not really a controversial guy. Like, I have my opinions, but I'm not really one to kind of throw a wrench in the meeting or in the discussion, because I kind of want to say my two cents. I'm more of a, I sit back and think about what I'm saying and why I feel differently than what other people are doing or saying. And I started to think about this analogy that I realized wasn't original because someone else had told it to me before. But then it led me to a quote that I'm like, how have I not shared that? Or how have I not done a topic on this? And I think teaching, and I think doing life is a lot like playing a sport. And I picked baseball because that's just what I do. That's my sport. I play softball once a week. And I started to think about playing the game of softball. And if you think about, or baseball, and if you think about baseball players, there are so many different varieties and different styles of baseball players. And this is when I realized that this analogy wasn't new, because someone I really respect and trust a lot shared this with me. That when baseball players get up to hit, like, it's funny how there are some principles to the game that are universal that just everyone does or should do. But there are so many different batting stances and the different ways that people pitch and throw that, like, in general, the overall principles are the same, but the styles of each different person is so different. But what I think people have really learned, or at least I think in the major leagues, like, I think what people really seem to understand is that there are certain players to fill certain positions, and there are certain styles that fill certain roles and fill certain niches. And people don't really get upset, or when someone doesn't do something very well, then, like, one of the most common explanations we get is, well, oh, well, he's not that kind of player. And it's funny because we don't do that, or at least I don't, at least in other areas of my life. Like, I kind of have this assumption that I need to be good at what everyone else is good at, because that's the right way to do life. But as I started thinking about playing the game of baseball, like, there are certain, everyone plays a certain way and a certain style, and they're not trying to do other things people are trying to do. And that doesn't bother them, because they know that they have their spot and they know that they have their role, and they're okay filling that role. But all of a sudden, when we go into life, like, people really struggle with that. I struggle with that. And so as we were talking today about different, like, what's the right way to teach, I'm like, man, if teaching is like baseball, if teaching the gospel is like baseball, like, there's so many ways to play the game, and it's really dangerous for us to start telling and saying to other people what they should or shouldn't do. What's kind of funny is I kind of fall into that category sometimes, and I've really tried to keep this podcast into a, like, this isn't, I'm not telling anyone what to think, but to give things to think about. I've shared that multiple times, right? But I fall into that category a lot of times. And I realized that today, I don't want to tell people not to stop comparing themselves to other people. I just want to give you that analogy to think about, but also give you a quote to think about that has blessed my life immensely. So this is Sister Patricia Holland. This is Jeffrey R. Holland's wife. And apparently, I'm not really super familiar with them and their story, but apparently their personalities are so different. And she shares this quote that has given me something to think about and that has impacted my life multiple times. So I'm really surprised I haven't shared this, but I want to share this as my concluding thought and give that to you guys for something to think about, because this week, this has really been the thing that's on my mind, that in the game of baseball, there's so many different ways to play it, but overall there's a purpose, but then people have different styles. There's a purpose, but there are different styles. And I think in gospel teaching, for me, there's a purpose, but there are people who have different styles. So I don't need to get upset when other people have their beliefs about how things should be done. And I think with parenting, it's that way. And I think with choosing a career or doing life or dating or whatever, like, pick your topic on your mind doing school, like, there's objectives, but then there's styles. And I think we get so hung up on styles and telling people why they should or shouldn't do things a certain way. So here's this quote. I hope it blesses your life. I hope it matters to you and that you can share it with other people in the future, because this is one that I've shared so many times in so many situations. So she says this: Our Father in heaven needs us as we are growing to become. He has intentionally made us different from one another, so that even with our imperfections, we can fulfill his purposes. My greatest misery in life comes when I feel that I have to fit what others are doing or what I think others expect of me. I am most happy when I am comfortable being me and trying to do what my Father in heaven and I expect me to be. For many years, I tried to measure the oft-times quiet, reflective, thoughtful Pat Holland against the robust, bubbly, talkative, and energetic Jeff Holland and others with like qualities. I have learned through several fatiguing failures that you can't have joy in being bubbly if you are not a bubbly person. It is a contradiction in terms. I have given up seeing myself as a flawed person because my energy level is lower than Jeff's, and I don't talk as much as he does, nor as fast. Giving this up has freed me to embrace and rejoice in my own manner and personality in the measure of my creation. Ironically, that has allowed me to admire and enjoy Jeff's Jeff's energy even more. Somewhere, somehow, the Lord blipped the message onto my screen that my personality was created to fit precisely the mission and talents he gave me. For example, the quieter, calmer talent of playing the piano reveals much about the real Pat Holland. I would never have learned to play the piano if I hadn't enjoyed the long hours of solitude required for its development. This same principle applies to my love of writing, reading, meditation, and especially teaching and talking with my children. Miraculously, I have found that I have untold abundant sources of energy to be myself. But the moment I indulge in imitation of my neighbor, I feel fractured and fatigued and find myself forever swimming upstream. When we frustrate God's plan for us, we deprive this world and God's kingdom of our unique contributions, and a serious schism settles into our souls. God never gave us any task beyond our ability to accomplish it. We just have to be willing to do it in our own way. We will always have enough resources for being who we are and what we can become. So, I hope that helps. I hope you can think about what's my style and when have been moments when I've tried to fit other people's styles and how, what kind of pain or discomfort has that caused me. But when have also been times when you've recognized the style he's kind of introduced into your life and moments he's been happy for you doing the style in the way you did it. I don't know. I think we see styles with different prophets. I think we see it with different apostles. I think we see it with different bishops and priesthood leaders. And I don't see why that wouldn't trickle down to us, quote unquote, normal people. Because I think God sets these people up in our lives as an example for us to think about. And I think one thing I've noticed in them is they have styles and they don't, or at least not that I've seen, like they're good at owning their style and not trying to be something they're not. Even though that's talked about all the time, for some reason, the analogy of there's a whole bunch of different ways to play baseball made that so clear to me, and I hope it helps for you guys. So, good to talk to you again. It's been a while, but I will be consistent once again, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.